You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
And welcome, everyone. I'm Gary Shorman, and our guest today on Forward Ever is Ryan Vincent, who's the Executive Director of the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Now, there's more to it, more going on there, but first off, Ryan, good to have you on our program today.
Well, it's great to be here on this sunny February morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
It's nice compared to some of the other mornings that we've had recently, so it's good to have you here. How have you survived COVID, Ryan? How have you done that?
You know, it's taken a lot of grit and a lot of determination for our team here at Kansas Housing, and honestly, a lot of just passion for the love of the mission that we're doing. There is so much need. And I know when you and I last talked in August, Gary, we were in the midst of implementing a massive new program to help a lot of Kansans. Unfortunately, that need continues, and we've seen it very steady throughout the pandemic as we're trying to keep tenants in their homes, as we're trying to make landlords whole, and as we're also trying to deal with and tackle long-term housing needs of our citizens and not just respond to each individual crisis that we find ourselves in.
Well, you mentioned two different areas. One, the people that need housing. You also have people that are renting housing, and if they're not getting paid, they can't pay the bills to the people who are taking care of the house, et cetera, et cetera. So you really kind of cover both sides of that. The number I saw was surprising, and I guess it's even bigger than that. I saw a number of 32,000 households that you have helped, but I think the number is even bigger today.
That's correct. It certainly reflects just the amount of need that's out there across our state as people have lost income and jobs and work hours over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now of this pandemic. And it shows that people were kind of on that edge from the beginning, as incomes aren't keeping pace with the costs of rent and the costs of housing and the cost of living. So when people are on the brink during the normal times, when something like a pandemic or a tornado or an economic crisis happens, then people are suddenly finding a crisis of their own. And that's why we're pleased to have these resources to respond.
Well, Ryan, I know you cover a lot of areas. We'll talk about some in a little bit, but the short-term distribution of aid money to people because of COVID, initially there were some challenges when we talked the last time of actually, one, helping people understand it was out there, and two, working through the process. Has that improved?
It has on both ends, certainly on the outreach with our media partners and with the service providers around the state that we work with. We've really worked hard to get the word out there in every community that we have this resource that is substantial in the hundreds of millions of dollars available for rent, utility, and internet assistance. But beyond that, as we shared early on in the program, it was a brand new program. We were ramping up our capacity. We were getting changing rules almost on a daily basis from the Department of Treasury. And we've really hit a groove on that. We're getting out between $3 to $4 million in emergency rental assistance each week. That's serving approximately 5 to 750 families every week. So we're proud of that effort. We're proud of those successes. But we're really pleased to be able to unlock home for a lot of Kansans out there.
So the rules initially had a lot of things in place, I know, to prevent fraud. And I know that's one thing you care a lot about, of making sure the money goes where it's really needed. Has that also improved?
Absolutely. So we've been able to not only mitigate the risk of fraud, but also increase the efficiency of the application processing. And, you know, that's something that happens as you grow into a program, that anything that's new, you have to kind of work through the kinks. We have seen attempted fraud, and we certainly have systems in place, and we're working with other, not only law enforcement, but with the other housing finance agencies around the country administering these programs to ultimately ensure that the program is a success and it serves the people that it's intended to serve. And that includes the landlords who have been struggling through this whole time as well.
You mentioned a little bit earlier, just getting the word out so people know there is a way to find help. How are you going about doing that?
it's really a multi-prong approach, everything from a great deal of marketing, you know, traditional media, social media. We've got campaigns from children's PBS programming to summer lunch meal outreach. We've got mailers going out to DCF recipients and unemployment recipients. We've done a lot of specific outreach, whether it's the Kansas Association of School Boards, the Kansas Children's Cabinet, great partners in cities and counties across the state, because we know that unless people know about the resource and unless they're aware that there's something that can help keep people in their homes, they certainly can't avail themselves to those resources.
So one of the things that I know you have a website out there, if somebody does say, boy, I'm really struggling here, or they know of someone, sometimes you just know of somebody that's struggling. It's like, okay, how can we help them? Where do they go and find that information?
The first place to start is kshousingcorp.org. Again, it's kshousingcorp.org. And we have a wonderful user-friendly website. And right at the top, there's a banner for the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance or CARA program. There's great information about how to qualify, how to apply through the online application tool. There's also information about where to find local partners so that if you, for some reason, have some challenges maneuvering an online application system, you can get some help. It's got contact information for our team so that we can assist. And it's also got FAQs and flyers for libraries and schools and nonprofits around the state to be able to post so that their constituents and their stakeholders know where to utilize this important resource.
Ryan, I just, while you were talking there, I just pulled up kshousingcorp.org, and it is a great website because the first thing, I need more information on the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program. You can click on that button and it takes you right there. And along with that, from homeowners to renters, homeless, whatever, there's just a button to click, which takes you into more of the things and how you can get help and where you go to be able to do that. It also talked about how the program is set up and sort of the guidelines around that. So I got that in just the last 30 seconds looking through that. It just has a great amount of information for that. Now, this is the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program is one of the things you do. What else do you cover out of your Kansas Housing Corporation office?
I appreciate you asking, Gary, because we're honored and thrilled to be able to respond to this crisis that we're in right now. But KHRC has been in existence nearly 20 years. We administer something like 18 different programs that serve everything from funding emergency shelters and domestic violence centers. We provide tenant-based rental assistance. We fund actual housing development. And on Monday, we celebrated an event with Governor Kelly out in Alma. It was the downtown, the Limerick building, it's called, this historic 130-year-old structure that has sat empty for years. And we were able to finance moderate income housing so that old building, historic structure has been saved. We created jobs in their community. We provided important moderate income housing for folks that maybe make too much to qualify for some of these lower income housing programs, but they don't make enough to meet the basic market needs. And I was in this structure and it really struck me, Gary, because we were celebrating this historic building that has been saved, the jobs that were created, the housing that was created, but there was this old, apparently the second floor of this building used to be a roller skating rink. And you could just hear the history and see the history where on the pillars on the walls had been worn out from all the hands of the Alma citizens that had been skating for years on this building. And just that one building just encapsulates what KHRC's housing investment can do. We can invest in housing, but we can also help downtown revitalization. We can help keep jobs in local communities. And that's the types of successes that we can replicate throughout the state with our moderate income housing program, our development programs, and just general investment in housing statewide.
Well, I have, as we talked, you guys do a bunch of things from first-time home buyers to, like you say, downtown development. And Brian, if you're okay, let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk about kind of just the scope of what you do And so people then can go to your website and find out more specifically later on. Our guest today is Ryan Vincent. We'll be back after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Welcome back to the second half of our program here with Ryan Vincent, who is the executive director of the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program, but also heads up the Kansas Housing Corporation. And Ryan, looking at this list of things that you do, it's really an incredible list, and all you have to do is go to your website and see that list. Good stuff.
Well, thanks, Gary. We're very proud of the work that our team does, but also our partners do around the state. You know that no one program or resource addresses the varying needs of our Kansan households. And we've got people who are just now entering the rental market. We have folks that are ready to move to homeownership. We have seniors who may be ready to move to more independent living. There's all types of needs across the housing spectrum, and we're there to serve Kansans around the state. We recently went through a year-long process recognizing that we need real data, and we need real to basically take a snapshot of what our housing needs are in the state. We hadn't done that in 30 years in the state of Kansas, but we took a year-long effort with over 80 community meetings. We got thousands of survey responses. We scrubbed US Census data, and we released our first statewide housing study in 30 years in December. And that's on our website, again, at kshousingcorp.org. But it does a great job of taking a snapshot and really capturing the diverging and diverse needs of our state's population for their homes. And that's so important as our mission of helping Kansans access the safe, affordable housing they need and the dignity they deserve.
Well, one of them I noticed surprising a little bit was a weatherization assistant. So here we are in, you know, a really cold part. And if you don't have money to keep your house warm, it's just a downhill snowball effect downhill because your electricity bills goes up. You can't pay those, then you can't pay your rent. That's just one of the things. What all does that entail?
It's a wonderful program because it addresses not only the effect, as you said, the high utility bills, the loss of income for other important needs, but also the cause that we recognize that if we can get in there and through our great community partners around the state, we can identify where there's air infiltration in the home, and then we can actually create measures that are approved for our weatherization service providers to go in. They will provide free weatherization upgrades to income eligible Kansans. Through those upgrades, we're able to ensure that folks are more comfortable in their home, that they save money month after month after month, that we're able to help the environment by ensuring that there's not heated or cooled air leaving the house. And we're also able to ensure the health and safety of the people in the homes. We literally have found carbon monoxide leaks in homes as we've been out doing work that could have been lethal. So it's a great way of using a little bit of housing investment to ensure long-term health, safety, savings, and benefits for our citizens.
You know what I can tell you are really behind this program, both personally and in a sense, this is such a good thing. There's a career button on your page. Are you having the same trouble everybody else is of finding quality people that can go out and get the job done and help represent the Kansas Housing Corporation?
We are. It's a tight labor market, and we've got a wonderful team here, and we're growing like crazy. And it's because the state as a whole is recognizing that there are real needs. We've got a once in a lifetime, possibly, investment opportunity in housing with all of the federal ARPA and CARES Act dollars flowing into our country. in our state. We also have a state budget surplus available right now with lawmakers at the State House as we speak. I'm talking about ways to implement our housing study, ways to close the gap and actually increase the development of safe, affordable, accessible housing. But to do that, it takes takes housers. It takes people on KHRC's team. So we're hiring like crazy, but it has been a challenge. And some of that kind of plays into why there was a little bit of a ramp up with our CARA program and with any new program that gets implemented. But we're exciting. It's exciting times. I've been here at KHRC for 17 years, and I've never seen the level of interest, the level of acknowledgement that housing is absolutely vital to economic development, to community revitalization, and to healthy homes, neighborhoods, and communities.
I'll tell you what, if you have interest in whether it be weatherization, first-time home buyers, something to do with housing, or you or someone you know is struggling on how to pay their rent, Ryan, you and your team do a terrific job. You've helped thousands of Kansans in this process during COVID be able to find and be able to keep the home that they live in. Where do they go? Can they call you, or is the website the best option?
You know, I certainly encourage folks that are able to start with the website itself at kshousingcorp.org, just because it's a very user-friendly way of getting that 30,000-foot view of what our services are and our resources offer. But we certainly welcome phone calls. Our main office number is 785-217-2001. And we've got a great team of folks that can offer not only those emergency services, but also get folks in contact with great housing partners around the state, as well as community organizations. Because Gary, I think one thing that the pandemic has certainly taught us is that we're all interconnected, our communities and our needs. And we can't address housing without addressing food and food security and maybe childcare and a lot of other great and important resources are available through our partners. So we're gonna help connect the dots so that folks have that holistic level of support they need to continue to succeed in our society.
Ryan, I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Ryan Vincent is our guest. He's the executive director of the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program. And Ryan, I hope you get some calls and your team keeps helping Kansans the way they have been.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity, Gary, and look forward to chatting soon.
Look forward to it as well. Last time we talked in August, maybe we'll touch base again another 6 months down the road.
We'll be celebrating more successes. That sounds great.
I like it. All right, Ryan Vincent's our guest. Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, brought to you by Worth Wealth Management. Live with confidence. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families. And by Eagle Creative, a full-service marketing agency serving Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. Forward Ever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.